Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Let's Be Honest Show with Monique J. This episode I'm going to be talking about, is President Trump really impeached? What does being impeached really mean? I'm also going to talk a little bit on Miss Carol Sanchez and the actual big story behind her circumstance, why she did what she did, and what's the big picture? What should we really be looking at? What should we really be focusing on? Should we focus on the lie, or should we focus on something else? So stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to Let's Be Honest with Monique J.
To the Monique J channel, please hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so that you can be alerted to when I upload my next video. Well, first I want to say it's not Monique J channel, but I came up with the decision to change the name, or not really change the name, but change the name instead of just saying the Monique J channel, Monique J. The actual name of the Monique J channel is a channel, but I'm going to give the show, what I'm doing, a name. And that's going to be Let's Be Honest. That's the Let's Be Honest. Let me stop smacking. Monique. Let's Be Honest show with Monique J. So this will be Monique J's personal podcast or YouTube channel show. I do have a podcast, and it is available on all your podcasts. Networks, and it's called Let's Be Honest. So just want to say that, and the reason, I'm gonna tell y'all why I came up with that name, because if y'all realize, like, every time I'm talking, I'm always saying I'm just gonna be honest, or I'm open and honest, or I'm just an open book. So it just kind of came out like, you should name your show Let's Be Honest, since I be honest. I make every effort to be honest. So I will, on this channel or on this show, every now and then bring on people. I'm trying to do some collabs. But it will be a lot of times just me talking about different things that's going on in my life, in the world, in the news. And then I'm just going to share my honest opinion about it all. So today, what I choose to talk about is the impeachment. Okay, I just had to, I guess I'll be the only thing, because I'm going to talk about a couple of things, but the first thing is going to be the impeachment. Of course, yesterday, when it was announced that the House voted to impeach Mr. Trump, everybody was all excited, and I'm just like, you all, everybody, we all went to school, but I guess we all didn't pay attention to government and how government works, because so many people really thought that meant like they were just gonna kick Mr. Trump out of the White House, as if there is not a process. So I thought, since I like to be open and honest, and since I like to share and educate, how about I share the process of how impeachment goes, especially too, because we all, you know, be like me, I'm about to be 50, and we may not remember, you know, all those things. A lot of people don't remember, some people don't learn, some people weren't paying attention. It is what it is. So I am going to shout out to my friend on Facebook who actually posted a picture which made me think, open and honest, let's be honest, put it on the show, educate. So right now, so there are steps, okay? There are a total of 6 steps. Right now, we are at the 4th step, which is the vote. The vote, which is in the House. And as you know, the House, which is mostly Democratic, voted to impeach the president. Okay, but you all heard me say there are 6 steps, which means there are 2 more. So yes, the vote passed. They found him. I think it was something about illegal abuse of the law or some other stuff that they said. Didn't really pay attention, all that, just knows 2 things. So then what happens next is they have to go to a trial. Let's go to trial. Now, you understand what the trial is, the Senate. if you know what's been going on in this country to this day, the Senate is a majority Republican Senate. Your president is what? Republican. Just like, I don't know if you know, there's been 3 total presidents who have been impeached, but they really never left the office. You know why? Because it has to go to, through passing the two, the House and the Senate, the two branches. And a lot of times it's rare that the same party controls both of them. You know, that's what you generally want. But that's also why if you don't go and vote in the midterm elections, why it doesn't happen like that. If you only wait to vote when there's a president, you're never getting a situation where whoever you want to be in charge is controlling the House and the Senate. Because you have to remember that you should be voting at every election. Now, everybody, I'm sure there are people who have a whole bunch of different opinions and different things like that. I'm not here to debate that today. Let's be honest. We can talk about it another time. Maybe after you watch this video and you say that's something that you want to talk about. But what I do feel and what I do believe is that everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Everybody is entitled to live their life the way that they want. If they don't like it, they can change it. But I do believe in making an educated, informed decision and not just making decisions based on what someone else told you or what someone else is saying. Research for yourself. Look for yourself. So just like I'm giving this information that I researched, and I want you to take my opinion and my advice, but at the same time, I encourage looking it up and verifying whether or not what I'm telling is the truth. Okay, so we're at the vote. So it says, in the vote stage, all 435 members of the House vote on articles of impeachment. If at least 218 vote in favor of an article, the president is impeached. So that means over 50%. Okay, so that happened. We know that happened. So now everybody's excited. Oh, he's impeached. Okay. But then it's a trial. And what happens at the trial phase? The Senate and House. The House appoints members of the Senate to hold a trial. The Supreme Court Chief Justice presides. At least 67 senators, which is 2/3 vote, must vote in favor of the conviction. Okay? So if they vote in favor of the conviction, if fewer than the 67 senators vote, if it's less than 67, then the president stays. Got it? So, but if 2/3 of the vote is reached by the Senate, the president is convicted and then removed from office. Well, in all of the cases, let's see, I gave 3 presidents. I'm going to just say Richard Nixon. 3 articles of impeachment were approved by the House against Nixon. Obstruction of justice, abuse of power, contempt of Congress. But Nixon resigned from office before a vote was made. So maybe in his time, maybe the House and the Senate was ran by party opposite of him. I don't know. Haven't researched it. But maybe that's why he resigned first. Now we know everybody remembers Bill Clinton. Okay, so it says it was Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson. So Bill Clinton was 1998, Andrew Johnson was 1868, right? And he deserves a slave, y'all. So it says for this, only 2 presidents in history of the United States have been impeached by the House of Representatives, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Johnson was impeached by the House for violation of the Tenure of Office Act, but he was acquitted by the Senate. Johnson, I'm sure. Well, I'm not going to be sure. I have to research. Because if you remember back in those times, Republicans were kind of a little bit more, in a sense, for blacks because they were the ones wanting to free them for the reason, of course, of fighting the war. But, of course, they a lot of times generally believe in self-sufficiency, and Democrats are big government. And so now it's kind of flipped. Because we feel, you know, a lot of people in the black community think that anybody giving them stuff and want to give you stuff for free, it means they're really for you. My opinion, I'm not really a party, but that concept I don't generally agree with. I believe that people who are for you want you to work hard, work for yourself, and earn anything that you receive. And when someone wants you to stay in a particular position or spot just to get stuff for free, It means they're trying to keep you below them. That's my view. That someone growing up impoverished and always aspiring to be out of poverty, I wouldn't really be for somebody who wants to keep me in poverty in order for me to have free food, free rent, free medical care, and all those things. But to each his own is what I'm going to say. Hopefully you guys are picking me up on the mic. I don't really want to put it out there. I'm acting at my girl's show, so y'all see her. Hopefully you'll pick me up. But my only J girl, there she go. So anyway, I'm sorry for interrupting. It says, but he was acquitted by the Senate, who was one vote short of conviction. So acquitted means, of course, he wasn't impeached. Clinton was impeached by the House for perjury and obstruction of justice after attempting to cover up an extramarital affair. We all know the Monica Lewinsky thing. Okay, I was living then. I wasn't living in 1868. Thank God, but thanks for the people who were, because without them, there would be not me right now on this camera being able to speak freely about what I think. So thankful to my ancestors. All right. So it says, after attempting to cover up an extramarital affair, but was acquitted by Senate after coming short of the 2/3 vote necessary for conviction. So both Johnson and Clinton finished their terms as president. So why I'm saying that to say, everybody, yes, it's a great thing. For those who believe it's a great thing, I like to stay impartial, but it's a great thing for those to hear that Mr. Trump was impeached. But understand, I shared all of that with you because I want you to know now it has to get through the Senate. If you see in the three times that presidents were impeached, one quit, two, it didn't get voted on and voted through the Senate. Fact that the Senate is the majority of the party that this president is, I'm just telling y'all, don't get so excited for those who are excited for it, that he's going to be going nowhere, because chances are he is not until, I think voting next year is November 3rd, until you all vote him out, if that's what you all really, really want to do. But you do need to, just like now, how a lot of people don't know the laws and the rules you need to learn. You need to understand the parties. You need to learn and understand that on your own and not just what somebody or particular news outlet is telling you. Research on your own and don't just research that news outlet's website. I'm sorry, but I keep feeling like my shirt is uneven. Okay, there we go. Not just that news outlet's website or things like that. Literally go to the Constitution. Literally go to the articles and the amendments and all those things and read and see what they offer stuff and see what the parties, go to the political parties' website, see what they're about. Learn for yourself so that you can make an informed vote that will benefit you and your family, because that's the only person, the only people that you're voting for is for those who, your interests and those, your community and things like that, who you care about. Other than that, your vote, I would hope you're not going to vote for something that benefits somebody else and not benefit you. So I just wanted to touch on that, talk about that, because everybody was just so excited. And, you know, it's just, we all guilty of it. We haven't been in school, some of us, for a very long time, and we just don't remember. Some of us may not have been paying attention. And some of us, schools may not have taught us. And I always say, you know, when people try not to give you knowledge and information, it's a reason. Because how do you keep somebody held hostage and in prison? Keep information from them. They always say, and I'll say this about my community, it's sad, because a lot of us, we don't like to read. And I'm one of them, I'm just being honest. And the little saying is, if you want to hide something from black folks, put it in a book. Because, you know, it's been said that we don't like to read. So, start reading, y'all. Audio books or something. I'm saying that to myself, too, because I really don't like to read that much either. But I'm working on it. I'm an educated person. I will read. I just don't like to read. That's the difference. if you know that you need to do something in order to accomplish something or be successful at something, you will have to push through the things that you don't like to do to get the things and do the things that you want to do. So understand that. So even though I may say I don't like it, I didn't get all these degrees, I didn't continue to strive for more and more, I don't learn the things I learned, I didn't just find this information out without reading. So understand that. I want to make sure I put that out there. All right, so what else I want to talk about today? I like to deal with things that have happened in the week in my life. Oh, I'm not going to talk about the particular young lady, last name Sanchez. I think she's in Bronx or Brooklyn, somewhere in one of the boroughs in New York. I'm not going to talk specifically on that situation and what I think about that particular situation. But it's big in the news now, especially because it is very, very big out here with the human trafficking, especially of minority women, black women especially, but a lot of minority women. And it's very big because, like I just said earlier on another video I did, people choose to abuse and take the people that a country or that the government has showed they care the least about. Hey, I live in this country, but I'm gonna be honest, it's open and honest. The culture or the community of people that are on the bottom of the totem pole in this country are black people. And I'm saying from the sense of the cultural or community that has been here since the building of the United States of America. If you compare the three races or three cultures that were here, which were the Europeans, the Native Americans, which I don't like to call them, which Indians, they call themselves Native Americans, but I hate that term, and then the blacks. If you look at those three, everybody else has come over since then. If you look at those three, who's on the bottom of the totem pole? The blacks. So if I were going to, or us black people, if I were going to kill, turn, pimp, human traffic, I would choose those people who obviously the country has proven to not really care about. So that's why so many black girls and minority girls are being taken and turned into, you know, sex slaves and sex trade, and it's like nobody cares. And people are like, well, I don't understand. Well, I don't see why you don't understand. Look at the history of this country. So the fact that this is going on more and more, I'm in Texas, and we have made it, they have been imposed upon it in Texas as far as, I'm a cosmetologist. One of my things I do. They have imposed, it's been about 2 years now, that you have to put in your salon a sex trafficking flyer warning, because they are trying to do in Texas to keep people aware and alert of the high rise of sex trafficking. So I bring that up to say in a situation with the young lady is because she wasn't telling the truth. Okay, and she staged all of this, and of course this big uproar. Now it's amazing, must be her mom, must be somebody, because it is black girls being snatched every day. And she is from Honduras, so that means she's not black, like African black. So maybe that could be the reason, I don't know. But there was a big uproar, it was all over the news, it was out, and there are little black girls in like where I'm from, south side of Chicago, missing, coming up missing, getting snatched, and it is not on the news. Yes, their families are putting up flyers and things like that, but it doesn't make the news. There are people in so many different communities, impoverished communities, where it does not make the news. So the fact that it made the news that fast, the camera caught it that fast, and they were able to see what was going on, and so much so that they basically drew her out, because I don't know if she thought, well, they be taking kids all the time and nobody really makes a big deal. Ain't nobody gonna look for me. I don't know what she thought, but I'm assuming, and I said assuming and allegedly, that she came back because she was like, oh my God, I really didn't cause all this ruckus and I'm lying. You know, so I've had conversations with a few people in regards to this, and they're like, oh, you know, there was something going on. Had to be something going on. And I know it said something about she didn't want to go back. Her mother was going to be going to Honduras. She didn't want to go to Honduras. And maybe she's been raised over here. Didn't want to leave her friends, boyfriend, whatever the case could be. But what I do know And of course, she's 16, so she's learning. I have a teenager, so I understand that. I wish she would have figured out a better way to express what she didn't like about what was going to be going on in her life. Just because now, it's kind of like that story. My mother used to tell me this story all the time when I would lie about the little boy who cried wolf. And he cried wolf like 2 or 3 times in the situation, and it was false. And people came to help him and try to save him from the wolf. And, you know, because they believed the story. And so then about the 4th time, when he was really, really getting attacked by a wolf and he was calling for help, nobody came to save him because they thought he was lying again, just like he did in the times prior. So for me, that story resonates because even though she may not do it again, now you have a narrative created that little girls of color could be snatched and it couldn't be false. And so now you are already not really looking for them when they are getting snatched, and now you give them all the reasons. Now she might be lying. So that's the only thing. I know she didn't think that far in advance because she's a child, but that is what I hope whoever the adults are, you know, that are in her life will express to her, and not just be yelling, but maybe even show her, you know, look at all these pictures of these girls that are missing. And they're truly missing. Their families haven't found them. Some people find them and the girls are dead. Some of them are strung out on drugs, all these different things that they do because they're being trafficked. Do you see how you could have affected the search for them? Because now people could believe that it's not true, just like your circumstance. So I wanted to definitely, you know, talk about that. I definitely wanted to put it out there that, of course, sex trafficking is very, very real. There are some women and people who are out here that are sex workers, and they choose to be sex workers. But then there are people, women, girls, especially black women and girls, who are being kidnapped and forced into sex work. Those are two entirely different things. So what I ask, and if you're any, first of all, be aware of your surroundings, because there are so much of that going on now, and they're snatching women at the gas station, pulling up, blocking you any the way, and snatching and grabbing you and throwing you in a van that is soundproof so fast that you don't even have time to, and nobody even sees it and knows what's happening. There are some things. I went to my mosque and they were talking about, you know, putting zip ties on your windshield wipers. So for whatever reason, you may notice it and get out the car to see what the zip tie, take it off. And then as soon as you're getting out the car, somebody's coming and snatching you, you know. So I just want, you know, that story led me to say, hey, I want to talk about, I don't want to focus on that. I don't want to beat up on a child. It was wrong. I hope that they enforce upon her why it was wrong. I hope that whatever other issues they are dealt with, but it made me want to talk about the seriousness and of sex trafficking, and of why you want to, especially when it's involving the law, you want to try to be honest. Like I said, there are so many people who are in jail right now for things that they didn't do. There are people who their voice and didn't have a chance to even express the truth or what their truth was. They got to wait till they get to court to express their truth. So the fact that this situation happened and it was a lie, and she's still, you know, able to walk free. Whoever the boys that she, you know, got involved in it with her, they're free. And they, it's proven they lied. But then you have some people who are incarcerated right now who didn't lie, and they just haven't had their day in court. It's just so many different things that this story could make you think of and draw attention to. So I definitely want, what I'm trying to do now is do more videos. I've been inspired by, I call him my mentor, you know, I've never met him. And I do have a coach that does inspire me to get up and keep working, keep pushing. But growing my YouTube channel, sharing my message, of course, if my YouTube channel grows, and that means there's more people I'm reaching, sharing that which I'm passionate about, which is educating others, inspiring others, and motivating others. So in order to do that, I can't do and sit around and do a video once a week or once every 2 weeks and think that YouTube especially I'm going to definitely, I have a podcast, and this my videos, I stated before, it's not on the Monique J channel, but it's called Let's Be Honest. Let's Be Honest with Monique J. So if you get nothing from my videos, you will get my honesty from my point of view and from a way that it will grow those who watch. You know, I watch a lot of people on YouTube, and you know, everybody has their different ways of doing, reporting things and talking about things. And I'm not telling nobody, you know, how to be, but my choice on how I talk about things or things that are affecting me or affecting the world are going to be from a place of positivity. Now, what I do know is I'm in this world, and in this world, there are a bunch of people who are not happy in their skin. So no matter how good my intentions are, no matter how much I'm trying to deliver information from a positive standpoint and saying that everybody's entitled to their own opinions, this is only my opinion when I talk about anything on my channel, as well as if I bring a guest, it's going to be their opinion. As much as I say that, there will be someone who thinks that it is their job to tell me in a negative way how they don't agree with me and how wrong I am. Now, you can deliver, it's weird because people don't know this, you can deliver negative energy, negative information in a positive way. That's where that term constructive criticism came from. So what I'm saying is I'm not saying everybody is going to agree with me. I know it when I start doing these videos. I know it when I have a conversation with people, period. What I'm saying is if you want your opinion or your voice to be heard and received, you need to give it in a way that it can be heard and received. And for me and most people, if you good at stuff and you punching people with it and it's not coming from a positive place, people ain't gonna hear you. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you yell at your child and you just yelling and you just don't know. They be the tuned us out. It sound like their favorite rap music in their ear at the time. And then you'll ask, did you hear me? And then they lie. Because no, they didn't hear you. Because you were not delivering that information that you wanted to deliver to them in a way in which they wanted to hear it. So I just say, because I'm the same way and I try to work on it. And I know what y'all saying, because sometimes them kids, it's like they don't hear you or they ain't gonna pay attention or don't change what they doing until you cuss they butts out. That's what it feels like. It's like, dang, I was trying to be nice and trying to tell you, go pick up your stuff, go do this in a nice tone, and then they procrastinate. As soon as you get your, then they move. So I get it. But I just say, hey, I'm going to tell you, suggest, because we the ones getting stressed out, getting our blood pressure all up, and them children still in the same space, thinking the same way. So let's all learn and work on trying to deliver our messages in a positive and peaceful way, in hopes that or those people who we are delivering a message to receives it with the intent that it was given and grows from it. So again, this is your girl, Monique J. Thank you so much for watching the Let's Be Honest show with Monique J on my Monique J YouTube channel and podcast. So thanks again, y'all. God bless. Have a happy, happy holiday. Share, subscribe. If you think this is some information that will help educate others, and even if you don't, sharing is free. Please share. Help me build my channel. Help put some positive content out here. Because we know it's enough people, and it's a shame, because those people who are talking about a bunch of negative, stressful, bad stuff, they just grow, and it just shows you where our world is, that we would love to promote and listen to negative and gossip and, you know, all these things, and we will help those people be successful before somebody who is trying to give us something that will grow us mentally, spiritually, and financially. So again, thanks for watching. Hit the subscribe button, and I will see you on my next video.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Let's Be Honest show with Monique J. I hope you learned a little or learned a lot, as well as have been inspired by all of the contents of this show today. And I look forward to speaking with you again real soon. Be sure to subscribe, share, and see you next time on the Let's Be Honest show.